It is not easy to describe in words one's own feelings and experiences. And it would be distinctly unwise, even cruel, to indicate with any degree of exactness what you may experience. Rest assured, however, my beloved, that whatever changes of feeling come in your body, those are the feelings you should watch. Watching, you will have revealed to you what I am now talking about. And so, as the body becomes rested and stilled and in repose and fully equilibriumized, we get a feeling of beautiful balance and rhythm. And breath is the only thing that we can feel coming evenly and restfully in, going evenly and restfully out, becoming so soft and smooth and true that we can scarcely differentiate it between the incoming of the inhalation and the outgoing of the exhalation. There seems to be no difference, and it makes us feel so perfectly at peace. 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 Now these are the first two steps. The feeling of peace in the body. First, watching your breath, which leads you into the art of stilling your mind. Now let us proceed slowly. The next step is to endeavor to do with the mind what we've already done with the body. Our body is calm and peaceful, but our mind... Why, my mind is jumping about. It seems to be like a maddened monkey. It brings me all kinds of ideas. I think of something in the office, something at home. Did I lock the garage door? I wonder what's going to happen. I'm thinking of this, I'm thinking of that. All kinds of ideas are passing rapidly and in a medley and chaos through my mind. Yes, indeed, my beloved. Some of the pictures coming to you may even be cruel. They may shock you. But have no fear. Just sit and watch. That is your mind at work. That is just how your mind acts upon itself, even when you are aware of watching, and also when you are not watching. So, as you sit in meditation, watch the performance in your mind, as if you were watching a movie. And then, when you feel you can control it, and you feel that you have seen what is going on, gently declare, with great inward emotion, peace, peace, I am at peace, be still, I am still. And in a very little time after proper practice, you will find that your mind too will seem to fall down. It will seem to relax. It will seem as if a cloak has fallen from your mind. The brain activity will not be so intense. You will feel that you are having great difficulty, perhaps, in conscious thinking. You simply cannot think. So powerful is the essence, the spiritual essence of yourself, portrayed through your mind and your feeling. And gradually, it will seem almost as if there is sleepfulness in your mind. You will feel with such infinite inner stillness that your mind is like one great ocean. Or you may find or feel that your mind is like one great eternal crystal. And then, why? You are sitting in the very center of this great crystal jewel within the crystal. Then you may feel in the mind the same kind of feeling that has come into your body. You are ready now to declare that which you desire to feel, that which you desire to create, which is peace, peace, peace. Now, my beloved, watchfulness in a deep, reverential state of mind will reveal all to you and make you happy. Do not make any effort. Remember that whatever it is that you are seeking will reveal itself unto you. Now then, let us proceed slowly. You are now ready, and as the willing apprentice of life in the secret place of the Most High, you declare the creative living word. And as you declare it, so you create it in your own life. Therefore, you take your first lesson, and you do not say glibly what is written in the foreword, "I am now entering upon the greatest teaching accessible to man." No, you do not say it only with your mind and tongue. You say it with your soul, with your love. You say it lovingly, prayerfully, reverently, not disturbing in a single degree your breath within you, without interrupting the even, hushed, restful rhythm of your breath. You cause the word to ride out on your breath. "I am now entering breath upon the greatest teaching breath accessible to man, for I am learning the secrets of existence, the riddle of the universe is about to me. I am now solving it." Now, the manner in which you begin your speech is of first importance. No disturbance of your breath, no heavy inhalation or exhalation, no disturbance of your mind, no slightest change in your inward feeling, no change of the peacefulness of your mind. But if this should occur, merely chant peacefully and softly, "Peace, peace, peace," which will again lull the being of you into restfulness and equilibrium. May it be true, my beloved, that you will have been uplifted into your higher self. It is as if this higher self is speaking with command in utter reverence to something infinitely higher than you, and at the same time to something that is much below yourself. You are in this way beginning to awaken your subconscious mind. And you will notice as you go along and practice that the breath will grow very much longer and smoother. Indeed, it may become so smooth that you will feel that the breath is entirely stopped. And when the breath seemingly has entirely stopped, you will then know that you have come to the inward breath, the holy breath, than which there is naught higher. Now, my beloved, there is, of course, so much that I could say to you, but our time is going. Therefore, I ask you, my beloved, to gently rest together for a moment. Now, my beloved, if you would learn, you must be patient. It is not possible for me actually to teach you to meditate. All that I can do is to point out the method. Now, in mental physics, we teach meditation by way of the triangle. If you say to yourself in meditation or in any other way, I am light, first of all, when you declare these three words, you know that you are speaking. Now, how do you know that you are speaking them? You may say, why, Dingley May, how foolish, I realize that I am speaking. Well then, tell me, when you hear, how does it come about that you do hear? How and why? What I mean, my beloved, is this. When I say, I am life, it seems as if in what might be called my mind, the command goes forth. The command goes forth to the throat or the tongue. And so there is a line from the mind to the tongue, which is the first side of a triangle. And when I say, I am light, the sound made by these three words rides out on my breath, does it not? And it will ride out to as far as the breath goes. The smoother the breath, the further it goes. The further the sound goes, the more perfectly does it penetrate the veil of my own aura to enter the universal aura. Well then, how do I know that I am speaking? I know that I have command of my mind to speak it, but how do I know that I am really speaking? Well, I hear it, and it seems as if there is a faculty within the brain or within the mind that looks outward to the end of the sound, and I hear the sound going out, riding out on the breath. So we see there is first the one side of the triangle from the mind to the throat, and then the second side of the triangle from the throat outward on the breath, and the third side of the triangle from the mind looking outward, listening to the sound. There seem to be three distinct lines. From the mind to the throat, from the throat to the end of the breath, and then again, from the mind watching the end of the breath. And so, we have our own idea of our own sound. Now bear in mind that the further the sound goes, the more smooth must be your breath. Or rather, the more smooth and evenly balanced your breath becomes, the further the sound will go. I can speak only if my breath moves. I may say, I am light. And I may say it so quietly that even you around about me cannot hear it. Or I can say it with decision, I am light. So that on the other side of the street somebody could hear me. But you see, the manner in which I declare the word is determined by the mind and what you might call the emotions. But if my breath be not so pure, the sound cannot rise so purely outward from it. So the further the breath goes, the more it is a proof of tranquility, repose, peace, equilibrium of the body and of the mind. And there, my beloved, we come into the great peace. And from the peace of our spirit, we lead ourselves forward from sound to soundlessness, from cause to causelessness, and finally, if we be blessed, and if we have patience, we lead ourselves from self to selflessness at one with God.